We have got the batsmen who are capable of making hundreds, making double hundreds. Pitch is still bettable. I don't know how it's going to behave tomorrow and day after, but what I saw today, it looks a pretty batting pitch. Yeah, it looks like it. Brendan McCullum showed it. Simple as that. He batted quite nicely, and he's a master of 2020. Not only 2020, but if you look at his record in the last year or so, he scored what, one triple century, about two or three double centuries. So, he backs himself on playing big shots, and if he finds a track like that, he can be very devastating, which he has shown yesterday and today. I think that's a fair enough call, fair, because there was no real pressure on them, and the momentum was kind of broken because of the second day not being played. And there was definite tension at the ground and as well as in the dressing rooms. Probably that has really taken them, play freely. McCullum played very freely, and as well as Williamson. So one can say that. Look, as I said, it's a sad ending the way Phil's gone, but that's the way life is, and I'm trying to gear them up, and every morning, every evening, trying to carry on with cricket, because he's gone on the field for him. I guess we have to make sure that cricket should carry on, and play positive cricket. That's basically I can do. That's all I can do. So who said that bouncers don't get you wickets? Didn't you see the first wicket falling? That was on the bouncer. So bouncers do get you wickets. It's a tactic also. You can say that. It's not many wickets fall on the bouncers, but then once you bowl a couple of bouncers, and then the batsman start thinking about which length he's going to bowl. That's why it's a kind of a weapon for a fast bowler to pick up wicket, not only to intimidate or to hurt at someone.